new house plans we've had so long. I guess we'll gather dust another year. And the daffodils are blooming that she planted way last fall upon the hill. And over by the gate, the Lord knows I hate to say again, we'll have to wait. But you can bet that she'll just take it with a smile and nod. It's little ups and downs, like ponies on a merry-go-round. And no one grabs the brass ring every time, but she don't mind. She wears a
no one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
And okay, hopefully this is a good this is a better audio signal. So the themes throughout this episode, I'll be playing a lot of songs that feel nostalgic, and I will be playing songs that feel nostalgic and have nostalgic elements. So there's kind of a mix to this. So first, I just want to start with one of my favorite new artists, and I'll get into the music analysis after I get everything situated here. So I'm starting off with Killswitch Lullaby by Flawed Mangos. This song has come onto the scene the past couple years as part of the hopecore genre on a lot of social media, but I find a lot of comfort and nostalgia in it and the artist. So here we go. Okay, I'm going to pause that there, because it seems that we might be having some technical difficulties. So, first, I'll just talk about the hopecore genre. So let's see if this is now working. We might be having some technical difficulties up in the station. So this first song by Flawed Mangoes, it seems that folks are unable to hear me. But nonetheless, maybe some people out there on a digital world can hear me. So what I'll do is I'll see, so I'll see if I can get the music going from here. See if this is working. Okay, so that was a flawed Mangoes again. I'll play up the next song and hopefully everything will be working smoothly. So let's get into this. This is a song from actually the soundtrack to a very popular video game, but it's still just a very good song on its own. Very nostalgic into the theme.
Thank you. Summer's ends around the bend, just flat. The swimming suits are on the line, just dry. I'll meet you there for our conversation. I hope I didn't ruin your whole vacation. Well, you never know how far from home you're feeling until you've watched the shadows cross the ceiling. Well, I don't know, but I can see it snowing. In your car, the windows are wide open. Just come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on home. Valentines break hearts and minds at random. That old Easter egg ain't got a leg to stand on. Well, I can see that you can't win for trying. And New Year's Eve is bound to leave you crying. Come on home. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Just come on home. Moon and stars hang out in bars just talking. I still love that picture of us walking. Just like that old house we thought was haunted. Summer's end came faster than we wanted. Come on home. No, you don't have to be alone. Come on home. Come on home. You don't have to be alone. Just come on home.
So that was Obstacles by Sid Matter, Summer's End by John Prine, and Back to the Old House by, of course, the Smiths. So I think the connection between all these songs, I say it's nostalgia, but these three songs and specifically I find very impactful to me because of how they speak about childhood, or at least looking on the idea of something happening in the past. Because Obstacles, we have this very beautiful guitar riff along with Back to Old House, but Obstacles, he writes about going hide and seek in waterfalls and when he was younger, and there's this very melancholic feeling attached to the song about this innocence of childhood, which I'm writing my article about, or a short story about, in the zine. Make sure to check it out, because you are listening to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. This is Josh Hannell. So when we go to Summer's End by John Prine, a relatively recent song too, only 8 years old, he speaks about the end of summer. You know, he says summer ends came faster than we wanted. And it's a simple message, because we all experience this feeling of a time in our life, often summer, that ends faster than we wanted it to. And I think this is embodied perfectly in Back to the Old House, where Morrissey is saying throughout the song. At first he says, you know, I would rather not go back to the old house, there's too many bad memories. But of course, by the end of the song, he admits to himself, he's basically, I imagine him saying this, you know, all right, so you know what, I would love to go back to the old house. There's of course bad memories, but there's also good memories, and there's this feeling attached to it that we can't just let go of, which I think is very human aspect of nostalgia. And this goes into one of my favorite songs I've been listening to in the past month. It's called The Place Where He Inserted the Blade by Black Country New Road. The song is only about 3 years old, and it's very abstract with the lyrics, but I will try to do the best I can. So once again, you're listening to WMUC College Park, and this is Josh Hannell.
You're scared of the world where you're needed, so you never made nice with the locals. But you tied me up slow with your vine stock. It takes a few years, but they break bones. It takes a few months, but our bones heal. Stronger, we tell all our school friends, and we sign our cast in the playground. Darling, the rest of my body, it's yours. you're scared. Every time I try to make lunch for anyone else, in my head I end up dreaming of you, and you come to me. Good morning. Show me the place where he inserted the blade. I'll praise the Lord, burn my house. I get lost, I freak out. So clean your soup maker and breathe in your chicken, broccoli, and everything. The tug that's between us, that long string, Concord bound to and my evening. The good hunter's guide to a bad night, darling.
Never.
now I'm only playing that song before I take another music analysis break, because for the past month I have tried incredibly hard to not find out what this song means. And you might be asking yourself, hey, Josh, from WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio, why would you not want to further analyze a song? Aren't you a DJ host? But I think that there's something about not knowing the concrete reasons behind an artist making a song or what they intended. Maybe that's the David Lynch part of me that does that. But I would say that this song, to me, just from how Isaac Wood from Black Country New Road sings this, I mean, he sings all the songs he performed with them in this very devastating way. But I think this song specifically is honestly unbelievable. And I think it goes back to this idea of I know it's not exactly this, unfortunately, but to me, I think it goes back to this idea of nostalgia of childhood. And I see these themes that he brings up in the song about his bones being broken by this vine, and he goes to the playground, he tells all his school friends about it, but he's gonna get stronger, and they sign his cast, and it's just all the imagery is obviously very, very childhood-esque. And the chorus, when he repeats, every time I try to make lunch for anyone else, in my head I end up dreaming of you, and you come to me, I find that line very devastating. And I just think that this song is very beautiful, and listening to it over and over kind of establishes that connection with the song. And I would recommend definitely listening to the music that you like, that you connect to, over and over, and see what changes with your relationship with the song. Because we try to find these concrete meanings of what does a song mean, what did they intend. But I think that there is something to be said for not knowing exactly what is going on and getting your own meaning from it. So that was the place where he inserted the blade. Next up, I'll be playing some more nostalgic, but also with relationships. And these are some very interesting songs. We have West Coast by Coconut Records, which is very underplayed band, I would say. Then we have some Lou Reed, The Strokes, and Guster. So, see what you note about these songs in terms of their nostalgia, what they're saying about the relationships that they're in, and as always, develop your own connection with the song. Very important. This is Josh Hanano.
For a second there, I thought you disappeared. It rains a lot this time of year. Then we both go together if one falls down. I talk out loud like you're still around. I'm going back home to the West Coast. talk out loud like you're still around him.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep.
you're going to reap just what you sow.
Those were two very powerful songs. Powerful, powerful, but different. But still both nostalgic. This is Josh Hanna with WMUC Digital College Park. And with West Coast by Coconut Records, also known as Jason Schwartzman, who's been in a more than a couple Wes Anderson movies recently. I find that song is very nostalgic for me specifically, but also the lyrics as well. But my family and I used to listen to that song a lot, and we still do, so it's for us specifically. But you know, who doesn't have that feeling of going back home, maybe not to the West Coast, but going back home, wishing you could have somebody you could put in your suitcase. There we go. And Perfect Day, it's a happy song, yes, but I think that there's this element to it that is reminiscent of Back to the Old House from the Smiths, where there's this good times that you are kind of worried will go away. Maybe it's the fact that the movie Perfect Day is kind of slipping into my recollection of this song, but I think that the fact that, you know, that he's having some great times with this person in this song, and he's, I'm glad I spent it with you, it's such a perfect day, there is still that lingering, like, nostalgia. Will this moment end? So the next couple songs, okay, first of all, the next song up is Devastating from The Strokes, and then I'll play the song Satellite by Guster After, both relationship-themed songs about this idea of nostalgia. And let's get right into it. This is Josh Hanna.
Oh.
Have been told that these songs flow very well, which I'm happy about. And also shout out to my grandma for recommending that John Prine song. I had not listened to that before, so thank you, Grandma Carter. And I think we can all agree that that Strokes song is completely devastating. What I really like is how it combines these ideas of having this complex and eternal love with just, can we talk just here on this sidewalk? Very simple. But he's asking, can I waste all your time? Can you stand in my lights? Very beautiful symbolism with this idea of eternal love. but it is that just the way the song feels is so melancholic. And then Satellite, I can't quite explain why it's nostalgic. Maybe it's because, similar to West Coast by Coconut Records, my family listened to this a lot on road trips, so it's personally nostalgic for me. But I like this symbolism of somebody being a satellite for someone else. I like this idea. Always the first star that I find, you're my satellite. I find that idea very beautiful. But since I did listen to it a lot in my childhood, that's a very personal effect for me for nostalgia. Like these next two songs, I'll be playing next up a song from the game Far Cry 5, actually. But it's very out of the ordinary, and you'll see why. And then I'll end off the show with this song from one of my favorite movies, All About Lily Choo Choo, and you will see why it is nostalgia. So, as always, thank you for listening to my radio show. And this is WMEC Digital, College Park. And I have been Josh Hannanall, and I will be. So, thank you for tuning in.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when.